And we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Driving combines is what a lot of men and women who grow our food are doing right now, and every year some of those grand, expensive harvesting machines catch fire. Illinois is third in the nation in combine fires. Minnesota's number one. Iowa is second. $20 million in property losses each year. 40 to 50 injuries. And sometimes death. Lindsay Tobin feared the worst for her dad.
Is he alive?
Lindsay is part of our Nextar Media family. She reports for WHBF-TV and the Quad Cities. Like a lot of farm kids who go off to city jobs, she was home helping with harvest.
I got done with my field work, went into my mom's house to say goodbye, and that's when I saw it.
What she saw was thick black smoke rising from a field.
I knew it right away. I knew that was my dad.
And as she jumped in her car to rush to the smoke, her mind raced.
Is he going to be dead? Did he make it out of there?
And then...
That's when I saw him barreling south down the gravel road, and it was instant relief.
The combine was totaled, a victim of grain dust, grease, and heat sparking into a spectacular fire. Keith Schneckloth is the Eldridge, Iowa Volunteer Fire Department Chief.
That little spark can make it go boom, and when that happens, then that stuff around it can catch fire, whether it be the belt or the grease and fuel on the combine.
And the chief says it's important to have multiple fire extinguishers that are charged and up to date in and around the machines. But don't be a hero.
When you look at that fire and you say, can I put this out with one fire extinguisher? And if the answer in your head is no, that's time to get away and start getting that resources. I strongly encourage farmers to have a piece of tillage equipment lined up in the fall or maybe even hooked up ready to go in the event something does happen.
Yeah, those dry fields can burn like crazy. We are nearing the end of National Farm Safety and Health Week, but I'm sure the chief would agree that we should pay attention to it every week and every day, for that matter. From the dairy farm to your belly, today is National Ice Cream Cone Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.